Could 3D code editors work? Let's get something out of the way first. AI is fuzzy, and so are you. Now with that out of the way, know that 3D code editors don't really exist yet. Some have built a code density visualizer that somewhat looks like a city, and others, including myself, did some graphs that you can uselessly turn around. I suppose my life's work is a tiny little thing, a visual programming language. I just like the idea of people programming without needing to learn a programming language. I have a beautiful text notation. My favorite implementation uses event emitter. My most successful version can swap AI models so that I can stitch them together. And my greatest implementation was an afterthought. AI created the visual programming language as part of a user interface toolkit. It was quite a moment for me. But none of this moves me anymore, you see. It's not a challenge. I understand the problem rather well. So I've started bothering the AI about futuristic user interfaces. User interfaces that aren't actually designed to work. They are just designed to look good. And just this afternoon, I've managed to piece together a fascinating 3D space station cluster thingy. And I use multiple visualizations for multiple purposes. I don't want to assume that I can just use one visual model for all the code needs. Every good programming idea gets a new model, event emitter, for example, and then event emitter events get a concept map showing where they all go. But the space station description is rather nice. I switched from subway maps to space stations with conceptual information. I think visual density is a wonderful idea, and around all the concepts in my graphs, rotate little properties. These orbitals, as I call them, are kind of the point of the system. It is their size, color, density that visually reveals things about the complex code beneath. I keep wanting to return to 2D. I wanted to create a constellation map above the space station. But the only thing about two-dimensional code browsing is that it's simple, and simplicity isn't always the best choice. I am not a fan of making my life more complicated, which is what 3D is currently doing. But it is already clearly the right way, certainly to navigate well-made artificial intelligence code. Before I got into this, I built that 2D map in virtual reality. I could fly around it. But that was just not enough functionality, not enough visual information. And now I find that a good system needs to work well on 2D screens before VR even comes up as a subject. As to code editing, you should just open up a code editor when selecting a code node. It's that simple. From here, I would add 3D bookmarks relative to moving objects, and then pull up to them, Starship style, to return to whatever you were working on before. Though I built my system with AI in mind, where AI is the code processor that creates all these maps based on its observations, that turned out not to be needed. Walking all the code was easy with the help of AI. What the little AI is good for here is a kind of a trick where you ask it to add something based on something else that already exists. Even a little AI should be able to make a coherent addition here, and it will expand the program as a result. Without the 3D map, a human would be lost, and there would be nothing to select or outline for the little AI. With AI doing most of the programming today, 3D code editors are the future. As with everything else, in this bright new age of artificial intelligence, all you need to do is ask your favorite AI about building a 3D-based code editor or application editor that works on the web. It is likely to use 3.js and set you up with a scene. And from there, it's really just all about your imagination. Maybe just tell it to start with a star dock and orbitals that represent important information that you want to capture. You don't have to start with a code editor. You can create a library of actions that you then connect together in the 3D space. It's good practice for the future. 3D is the next big thing for tools because AI is so good at it. It used to be that it would take weeks to try to come up with something that is fully functional. Now it just takes minutes. You can explore different 3D apps every day. Maybe start by creating a virtual desktop with some icons and applications that you can open up and then edit in some interesting way.